to 1450 AM. It is currently 48 degrees. This 7 o'clock update is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and PCB Wealth Management.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town, or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. In a statement released this morning, Hezbollah has vowed a reckoning against Israel for the deadly explosion of pagers across Lebanon on Tuesday. A dozen people were killed, nearly 3,000 injured. Former Deputy Secretary of State and ABC News contributor Steve Ganyard on the attack itself.
With what seems to be a very sophisticated operation by the Israelis, actually worked by using lower technology, the pagers that they used to implant with explosives that would have detonated on all of the Hezbollah operators who were affected.
The legal team for Sean Diddy Combs will be back in court today, trying to get him released on bail. Combs spent the night in a federal lockup charged with sex trafficking, conspiracy, racketeering, and other crimes that carry the potential of decades in prison. The Federal Reserve will finish its two-day meeting today and is expected to lower a key interest rate at its conclusion. Depending on current economic conditions, the Fed will likely cut the rates by either a quarter or half percent. This is ABC News. Ports along the East Coast and Gulf Coast could be less than 2 weeks away from a strike as well. The union representing around 45,000 dock workers threatening to walk out on October 1st. The main sticking points, pay and the rise of automation. Another fight over two songs that sound suspiciously alike.
At issue, the Miley Cyrus hit song, Flowers. I can buy myself flowers. Which seems to have similarities, lyrically and musically, with the 2013 Bruno Mars song, When I Was Your Man. I should have bought you flowers. But it's not Mars suing Miley. It's the company Tempo Music Investments, which acquired the catalog of When I Was Your Man co-writer Philip Lawrence. The suit says Flowers wouldn't exist without When I Was Your Man, and it asked for monetary damages from Cyrus, her co-writers, record labels, stores that sold the music, and streaming platforms. Jason Athenson, ABC News. Hollywood.
Politics in Brazil turning violent at a debate in the Sao Paulo mayor's race. One candidate hit another with a chair after taunts about sexual harassment. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
The Richland Family Prescription Center's primary function is to fill your prescription accurately and to provide added value services to enhance your health. Filling your prescription is only the first step. Understanding your medication and the importance of compliance will greatly benefit your medication outcome. Whether it's a first-time visit or they've seen you before, the Prescription Center's friendly and knowledgeable staff is dedicated to providing you with a quality pharmacy experience, and they have built their reputation by going the extra mile to ensure your satisfaction. The Richland Family Prescription Center, your one-stop source for all of your prescription and healthcare needs. Your complete customer satisfaction is their top priority.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Are you saving enough to maintain your current lifestyle throughout your retirement years? Is it time to increase your retirement plan contributions? Could you get more out of your retirement plan if you changed your allocation of funds?
Rob Reddish at PCB Wealth Management, located at the People's Community Bank, can help you determine if it would be in your best interest to make these or other changes to your retirement plan. Call him today at 608-588-9946 or simply stop by any local branch to arrange a free, no-obligation personal consultation. Securities and advisory services are offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor and broker-dealer member FINRA SIPC. Insurance products are offered through LPL or its licensed affiliates. Not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed. Not bank deposits or obligations. May lose value.
For over two decades, Jewell Associates engineers in Spring Green have proudly served our community. They extend their gratitude to all their clients, whether their projects are big or small. The dedicated professionals and technical staff are the backbone of Jewell Associates' success. Jewell Associates engineers salute the River Valley Blackhawks for their outstanding achievements on and off the field. Jewell Associates engineers, proud to be a part of your success, and go Blackhawks!
Forecast details coming up in a moment from WRCO and WRCE today. Civic Media's Go for the Green or Gold Text Win contest continues this week. And we have a key word for you to text in this morning. That would be helmet. Helmet is the word today. That's it. So download the Civic Media app if you haven't done that. Find our station, WRCO, and use the text button at the bottom of the screen to send the keyword again, which is helmet. You could be in line for $100 cash or gold jewelry, or you could also win some tickets to see one of your favorite teams there in Green Bay coming up later this year.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Stay on track with a new garage door from Garage Door Express in Lone Rock. They have the latest design and color options for commercial or residential doors, and a custom door is no problem. Maybe you already have doors that need attention. The service technicians at Garage Door Express have the knowledge and courteous desire to make sure your garage doors work properly. For a free estimate on new garage doors or service repair, call Garage Door Express at 604-4581.
Here's the scoop for the Richland Area Farmers Market. Today, it opens at 1:30 and goes until 6. They hope to have lots of good stuff, fresh flowers, lots of breads and baked goods, cookies, pies, muffins, greens, green beans, onions, garlic, potatoes, tomatoes, zucchini, cucumbers, watermelon, dill, maple syrup, honey, canned goods, eggs, meats, and much more as well. Remember, the market accepts EBT SNAP benefits and senior vouchers as well. To use them, look for vendors with a yellow sign by their booth to show they accept senior vouchers. For youth ages 4 to 17, come to the information table to receive two $1 food tokens, good for fresh fruits and vegetables and herbs. The Boomerang shopping bags are available for $5. Each time you bring your Boomerang bag to the market to use again, you'll receive a coupon good for any market product. Again, it begins today. No early sales. They'll ring the bell at 1:30 and close at 6. They want everyone to have a fair chance to purchase what's at the market. At the Richland Area Farmers Market today, across from Quick Trip at the historic Train Depot in Richland Center.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 85, summer-like again. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low of 57. Thursday, partly sunny, still quite warm, a high of 84. And Friday, partly cloudy and warm, with a high of 81. Best chance of rain looks like Thursday night, when showers and thunderstorms are likely. Right now, we're up 1 degree from the overnight low. It is 48.
Thank you.
Excitement is in the air at the 93rd Viola Horse and Colt Show Friday and Saturday. This announcement encouraging you to attend is sponsored by Ash Creek Plumbing and Heating, Homesteader Store, Quail Run, Dunkin' Donuts, and Richards Insurance. Horse Pulls, Delicious Food, and the Tradesman Band Saturday night. Make it a weekend to remember in Viola. Sir, an American Child on WRCO, WRCE, 7:15 in the morning. The scholar from Pea Ridge, Hank Braze. He's right around the corner. I think he's playing hide and seek. But anyway, he'll be in a little bit later. We have birthdays and anniversaries as well to share with you today. We'll see who's getting older and maybe celebrating another year. So we'll have that for you coming up. Boy, it's a nice morning. Some sunshine and 48 right now in Richland Center. Here is Little Texas.
My daddy always was a gentleman, never the kind to ever force his hand. He would always be the last one to raise his voice. If anybody ever put us down, you can bet that he would stand his ground. And he would tell me, son, sometimes you got no choice. Sometimes you gotta make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back, yeah, you got to kick a little, be tough. Got to let them know you've had enough. Remember that unless you wanna finish last, you got to kick a little. Say you ain't no good. Feels like they're never gonna take you for who you are.
you have to stand up and be strong. And go the extra mile to prove I'm all wrong. Just remember when they push you way too far. You got to kick a little, it causes a stir. Sometimes you got to make some noise to be heard. If anybody ever tries to hold you back,
Texas and kick a little. Ugh, I can't raise my leg up to, you know, can't do it. So anyway, I guess I'm kind of saddled today, but we will talk to old Hank Bray. We'll see what we can learn coming up here. And we appreciate you listening today to WRCO and WRCE.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services, from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Sweepstakes is a prize-linked savings account at WCCU Credit Union that lets you earn entries into drawings for cash prizes just by making deposits into a qualified savings account. It's that simple. The best part is there's no risk of losing your savings. It's a win-win. Prize drawings are held monthly, quarterly, and annually. So the more you save, the more chances you have to win. For more details or to open your Saver Sweepstakes account online, just visit us at wccu.coop. Not only will you save money, but unlike any other account, you'll have chances to win some too. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
School-age children should get 60 minutes of moderate physical activity each day. As part of National Childhood Obesity Awareness Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics encourage families to get active together. Take the time to go for a bike ride or walk the dog for a few minutes together in the morning. Activities like these can help your child get the movement they need and bring you closer together. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Wednesday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Muller & Sons Excavating, Julie Karen State Farm, and Napa Auto & Truck Parts. The midweek show promises lots of laughs and entertainment, so tune in for some good vibes and a break from the daily grind.
Move them on. It's time for the roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out. Ride them in rawhide.
Where's he at? There he is. Oh, had a hard time finding him this morning.
You know what? You didn't look underneath the desk here, buddy. Yeah, I was taking a nap.
Sleeping under there.
How you doing, buddy?
You know, not bad.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. You have a good night last night?
We did. Yeah, we had some
good volleyball.
Good volleyball at River Valley last night.
Yeah.
Good crowd on hand. There always is when those two teams meet.
They are. They are. So
we enjoyed that.
I was in Wazika with Kickapoo over there. Had a freshman game at 5, a JV game at 6, and a varsity game to follow. So
you were busy.
Full of volleyball.
Yes.
Yeah. So I worked with a young lady. Her name is Elizabeth Garfoot. Does Garfoot ring a bell for you?
It does ring a bell.
In the Seneca area.
Seneca. Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
Young lady. She is married from Prairie du Chien. What year did she graduate? 2014 or 15. She goes, I know you. And I said, did you play basketball? She goes, yeah. She goes, that's it. You're an official. I said, oh.
Yep.
She goes, and I said, I'm sorry. She did a really nice job. Her first varsity game. So she did a really nice job. So congratulations, yeah. Elizabeth. And
nice to get some young folks
in
there.
Yes, it is. I mean, yes, it is. Mm-hmm. And I met a guy last night after the match come down and say, he passed me on the shoulder. And it was a fan from Kickapoo. And he turns around and he goes, are you Hank? At first I was going, oh, boy, what have I done now?
Uh-huh.
He goes, are you Hank? And I said, depends on who wants to know. He goes, no. He goes, are you Hank? I said, yes, I am. And he goes, hey, we listen to you every morning. He goes, you and Phil. He goes, really appreciate that. So, but yeah, it was kind of cool. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
they didn't throw darts at you or anything.
Well, lawn darts.
Oh, lawn darts. They don't make those anymore.
You can find them.
They're illegal.
They were legal for some. You can actually find some of those.
Really?
Yes, you can. Should we get some and play with?
Well,
we could play darts in here and let Joanne hold the target.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Like with her football team.
I loved jarts. I think is what they're actually.
Is it jarts?
Lawn jarts. Okay. I loved those. But some, you know, irresponsible kids threw them up in the air and it came down, you know, and it's not a good thing.
You know, we could play grown-ups darts. You ever seen the movie Grown-Ups where they shoot the arrow way up in the
air? Oh, yeah. I used to do that as a kid until my dad
answers a lot of questions.
Put the kibosh on it. No. Didn't hit me or anything.
No.
Almost hit a cow once, so that was enough.
Oh,
yeah, that was enough for.
That wouldn't have been nice for.
No, dad was not pleased.
No. So anywhere tonight? Are you off tonight?
Let me see. What are we doing? Maybe doing a little mowing.
Okay.
You know, yeah. I've been putting it off, and it's kind of like my haircut. You know, I need a haircut, too. It's kind of stribly, you know, and it needs to be leveled off.
You know, I get a haircut every other week. Do you know that?
Whether you need it or not.
Whether I need it or not.
Yeah. There's so. How do you tell, you know, when you need one? Because there really is never a hair out of place on Hank's
head. Well, the thing of it is, and I live by this rule. I've told you this before. You only have one chance to make a first impression.
Ah,
uh-huh. So I live by that. So
yeah,
but I mean, with this face here,
right?
I'm already down one.
Okay,
because as long as the hair is okay, right. Maybe I can even that out.
Right, right.
So, but anyway,
I just need to trim my eyebrows so I can see again. And
are you under there?
Yeah, I am. So
hey, I've got some clippers. I could help you.
Really? Yes. No, I don't. I don't trust you with clippers.
Why?
Uh-uh.
That's hurtful. Hurtful.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hank.
So you got Alea duty tonight, buddy?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yep.
Good.
Might learn something. Alea's birthday is tomorrow, I believe.
Ooh, do I get to sing happy birthday?
No. But we're having a little party for her on Saturday, so it'll.
Can I sing happy birthday to her tomorrow?
No. 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 And we're going to cut that off. But anyway, Allison said, she said, no more toys. She's got enough toys. Well.
Come on.
I'm her grandpa.
Come on.
What fun is that?
Yeah,
every kid wants toys for their birthday. And if she has to leave them at my man cave, she can leave them at my man cave. But I'm buying her toys.
I dropped the Bears defense last night.
Yeah.
Dropped them. Mm-hmm. They're done.
Yep.
June's Bears defense done.
They're done.
Done.
Yep.
Never coming back around.
Yeah, it didn't make the wire, but Phil's fantasy team, it was a day of cuts. It's like, nope, Greg Zuerlein, you're done. You get the pick slip.
I was
out of here. Pittsburgh Steeler defense, you're done.
It was like yesterday. You were telling everybody what to do.
They were done.
Like, they were.
Yep.
Henry, right. Take that disc out of here. Henry, put that in here. And it was like, wow, I think I'm on his fantasy football team here.
Yeah, right.
Wow. Yep. Well, today's Hanko.
What have you done for me lately?
Exactly. In the fantasy league, it's like right now.
Right now.
Yes. Yep. So I'm predicted to get 1,100 points, so I'm hoping to get 400 points.
Right. That's about what I've been doing.
And who do I play this week? I can't remember who I play.
I don't know. I can't wait.
I think it's... Is it Granny Joanne's?
Oh, you got to play the best this week then.
I don't know, but she's going down.
Ah,
one way or the other.
Interesting.
We may have to take her phone out, that way she can't do any changes.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah. Climate change is causing grizzly bears to move north and polar bears south, resulting in grizzlies and polar bears mating. The result, you have... Pizzly bears.
That's got to be false.
I'm going to tell you something, buddy. You're going to laugh when you read that.
A pizzly bear or growler bear is the offspring of a polar bear and a grizzly bear. What?
It is true.
How come in all my years I've never heard that?
Never heard that.
I've never learned that before. A pizzly bear. Wow. Sounds like some bad candy they made in the 70s that they don't make anymore or something.
They're a candy cigarette.
Yeah. They're a bad cartoon. Hi, I'm Pizzly Bear.
Would you like to own me? I'm only $6.99.
Yeah. Remember Teddy Ruxpin in the 1980s? Had a cassette that went in the back of it.
Yes.
Hi, yeah. I'm Teddy Ruxpin.
I'm Teddy Ruxpin. Yes. You're an idiot, Teddy. Yeah. I never had a Teddy Ruxpin.
No, I can't imagine that, though. That was about your era.
Yeah. What year, 86?
I was in the mid-80s, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I was in between... I was junior high.
Okay.
You focused on other things.
Probably.
Yeah, we'll continue on.
Put your...
I was not doing what you were doing in the 84 year.
84?
Yeah, of mooning. I mean, shining.
I think mine was a little bit earlier in the 80s.
Was it?
I think so, yeah.
Did they make car windows back then?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
absolutely.
I didn't know. Until the late 1900s, Philip, shampoo meant a head massage not a hair wash.
I think that's true.
It is true. It comes from Hindu, the word chimpai, meaning to massage or press. Heady stuff there, Phil.
Right. That is heady stuff.
A pack of kittens or cats is called a clowder.
A clowder of cats.
A clowder of cats. Is that Hanko or facto?
I think that's false.
It's a bunch of Hanko. Yeah. A pack of adult cats is called a clowder, but a pack of kittens is called a kindle.
A kindle? Wow. Well,
you've got to be kidding me.
not an electronic device you
right.
Read a book on.
Exactly.
A kindle. All right.
The country of Iceland is totally mosquito-free, Philip.
No, that's false.
It is actually a fact.
Is it
a fact? They are zero. This could be the change with the effects of global warming.
Ah, interesting.
Did you also know that Switzerland, I believe it's Switzerland, has no army or navy or air force? Is that true or false?
I know they're a neutral country. I know that...
they are in the... what is that called? You know, NATO. They're in NATO.
Yep. They are. I know that they do have to do military service. I'm going to say that's false.
It's true.
It is true.
Now, I'm pretty sure it's Switzerland, but what I'm thinking is in Switzerland, almost every big country has a base there. So no one's going to pick on Switzerland anyway.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the last 17 years in a row, it's been... awarded the most peaceful country in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful place to stay.
Yeah.
And while on tour in the Alps, too, they're actual caves that they had, they drilled out or whatever, honed out or whatever they did in World War II.
Oh, wow.
So there was like an alley where troops could possibly come down there, and they were like in the cave so they could kind of watch and see who was coming down the pike or whatever.
Well,
so I guess they did have military, so maybe I should have thought about that more.
In 2018, Philip, one Las Vegas gentleman's club, okay, launched robot pole dancers.
Boy, that's got to be true.
It's a fact.
Is it fact? It's so way out there. Wow.
Read that one.
What does it say?
Well,
a gimmick in the club during the Consumer Electronics Show held in Vegas rather than a permanent feature. They were robot pole dancers. Wow. What do you do? Well, what do you do? I think that's in Austin Powers.
Maybe I could take one home.
Yeah. Austin Powers.
Oh, well. The start-stop system on a car's engine actually increases the fuel consumption. You know, when you pull up to a stop sign, it automatically stops first, and then it starts up again. That's what it's asking. The start-stop system on a car's engine actually increases fuel consumption.
That's what I'm saying. That's false.
It is a bunch of hanko. Don't be foolish. With a start-stop system, it ends up 15% more gas without the system.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Mine does that, or ours does that, and I forget. My son always tells me, shut that off, you're going to wear out your starter. That's what he says, eventually.
And he probably would, but I don't know. I mean, they wouldn't give us something to wear something out.
No.
In Arizona, a man sent threatening letters to people saying that they or a family member would be shot by a tranquilizer dart containing the HIV virus if they refused to pay him $2,000.
Really? I'm going to say that's false.
No, that's true.
Is it true?
How sad but true. The money was paid and then picked up by a drone. The police followed the drone and arrested the blackmailer, charging him with several counts of extortion.
Wow.
Follow the money.
Yeah, follow the money.
Money. I'm already working on my jokes for Monday, Philip.
All right.
One last one, but here's a good one, but I'm going to let it go.
You're not going to save it for Monday?
It is a treat for our listeners.
Oh, wow, what a treat. Right.
Kids who won't clean their rooms, Philip?
Yep.
Buy some black rice and sprinkle it around the room to look like mouse poop. My daughter thought we had a mouse and cleaned her room from top to bottom. Haven't said a word since.
Hey, that works.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
June might try that on me, though, on my man cave.
They might be bigger rice balls.
Yeah, might. All right.
She might just throw popcorn balls in there. Buddy, have a good day. Everybody be kind.
That's Hank Bray.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Cairns State Farm is there.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Kamala Harris on police.
It is outdated, it is wrong-headed thinking to think that the only way you're going to get communities to be safe is to put more police officers on the street.
Communities safer without police? Oh, but there's more.
for far too long, the status quo thinking has been to believe that by putting more police on the street, you're going to have more safety. And that's just wrong.
Catch that? Kamala Harris is a defund the police Democrat. And Rebecca Cook, she fits right in. She's made a career out of it. A professional political operative trusted to elect anti-law enforcement politicians across the country. Rebecca Cook even led a dark money group that supported Mandela Barnes and his defund the police agenda. That's why the liberal Democrats handpicked her. Now Cook is bankrolled by the liberal elite to help win back the House. They trust her because Rebecca Cook is a defund the police Democrat.
I'm Derek Van Orden, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by the NRCC and Van Orden for Congress.
A Kubota tractor will help you get all those jobs done fast and easy. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. Kubota is known for their high-quality four-wheel drive diesel tractors. They have hydrostatic transmissions, loaders, and three points. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of Kubota tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of Kubota tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
This day in history, some TV shows that debuted, including the popular Western Wagon Train in 1957, The Addams Family in 1964. And I Dream of Jeannie in 1965. WKRP in Cincinnati in 1978 made its big debut. Some notes on today. Birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
If you're a hunter, you know keeping your feet warm and dry is crucial to whether or not your hunt is a success. The Shoebox has the best selection of hunting boots around, from Danner, Lacrosse, Irish Setter, Rocky, Red Wing, and more. Sizes up to 16 and several waterproof selections to choose from. A new pair of boots from The Shoebox will get you out there and keep you out there. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth on Highway 14, stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Happy birthday wishes today from the Little Willow Birthday Club to Pappy Bennett, Michael Bruno, and Carrie Gullsrud, along with Zach Meyer. Happy 40th birthday to my youngest babies, Heather Patterson, and the youngest by 2 minutes, Kathy Krulatz. Love always from Mom. So to Kathy and Heather, have a great day today. To twins Jack and Ronnie Fruit, celebrating today. Also, happy birthday to Judy Barnacle and Jamie Pauls from the Bloom City Town Crier. Plus, happy anniversary, Ken and Joanne Hansen, and Lester and Karen Parker. Happy birthday, Pat Shell and Janine Bennett, along with Azrael Judson. Best wishes from your friends at Schmidtland Hills, residents and staff. To twins Autumn and Matthew Huffman from Grandma and Grandpa Olson today. Judy Barnacle, happy birthday to an amazing mom and grandma. Love Mindy, Scott, Riley, Brady, and of course, Cleo. To Merle Jones, have a special day from Leroy and Susan Hafner. And happy birthday today, Sweet 16, to favorite twins Melanie and Brooke Williamson. So proud of both of you. Love from Grandma Sarah. Happy birthday to Amelia Mary Wolf, number 14. Love Mima and Grandpa. And to Derek Dickey from the family, happy birthday wishes today. Happy anniversary this week to Kyle and Heather Dickey from Mom, Dad, Derek, Bree, and from Evie, Autumn, Graham, and Dawn. Greetings today to Ken and Joanne Hansen from your friends of the Town and Country Presbyterian Church. The RC Lions today with wishes on the birthday side for Jenny Labatt and to Judy Barnacle and Carrie Gullsrud. Happy anniversary, Lester and Karen Parker today. Happy anniversary, Lester and Karen from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Happy birthday from the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions to Sue Allen, John Baumkamp, Ian Duffy, and Todd Meister. Happy anniversary, Nathan and Nikki Chitwood, and Perry and Heidi Wilkinson. Happy anniversary, not just any anniversary. This is a 70th wedding anniversary wish to Richard and Eleanor Klingeman from Robin and Jeff. Best wishes, you two. I get chills when I read that one. My goodness. Happy 70th anniversary to Richard and Eleanor Klingeman from the entire family today. Congratulations.
Getting married? Got a big anniversary coming up? Maybe your wife has a milestone birthday in the near future. Maybe you're just really cool and want to be even cooler. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and I've got a deal for you. Buy any engagement ring, anniversary ring, or wedding band of at least $3,000, and I'll give you a free limo ride from dusk till dawn limo service. These aren't old, rundown limos. These are stunning, modern, luxury party rides. See J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center for details.
All right, a special song for our special couples today, including a 70th to the Klingemans. All the best. Let's do a little waltzing, shall we? Here we go, Joanne.
When we dance together, my world's in disguise. It's a fairyland tale that's come true. And when you look at me,
divinely. Hey, this is Phil Nee, hoping you have a great day. Joanne has the news next.
Is large item pickup day sneaking up on you? At A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and Court in Maine, we've got your back. When you purchase new furniture from either store, we will carry your old items to the curb free of charge when we deliver your new pieces. This is the perfect time to upgrade your home and make space for something fresh. Visit us at Court in Maine or A-Plus Furniture and Mattress for details. Hurry in and let us handle the heavy lifting. We are in downtown Richland Center. This offer ends October 10th. Removals are limited to our usual removal policies.
Good morning. It is a sunny 50 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Town and Country TV and Appliance, Jones Chevrolet Buick, and Walsh's Ace Hardware. Summer-like again today with mostly sunny skies, a high of 85. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 57. After a low this morning of 47, it's 50 degrees.
Walsh's Ace Hardware is your grilling destination. Walsh's has a grill for just about any situation. From Weber, Napoleon, Traeger, Blackstone, Charbroil, Pit Boss, and Orion, they can help. They always have a buy two, get one free deal on their chips, chunks, and pellets, so be sure to mix and match to try something new. Propane is your choice. They refill and exchange cylinders. Get ready to grill any time of year, courtesy of Walsh's grilling department.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulotz. Richland County Board Chair Dave Turk began last night's board meeting by explaining the reason for the public comment being off of the night's agenda. While some people expressed their displeasure, it soon got quiet when he expressed his feelings and explained that there will be a special meeting next Tuesday.
That was my decision as chair. We have a lot of work to get done tonight, and I want us to be able to complete that work. With that said, I fully understand and appreciate that we have much to discuss as a county board and honestly as a community. I've seen and heard some terrible accusations, innuendos, misinformation, and in some cases flat-out lies being spread throughout our community about people associated with our county government. And this is outright hurtful. While community questions are welcomed, and I'm happy to have face-to-face discussions with anybody and everybody that has an interest in Richland County government, the rumor-mongering which has gone on is not who we are. That's not how Richland County does business. That's not how we want to treat one another. We're better than that. And when we have disagreements, we address them with each other and figure out the best way forward. That's not what's happening now, though. The online discussions I've seen are just disgusting, and this has to stop.
The special meeting will be your opportunity to discuss your concerns facing the county.
An effort to move this conversation back in the direction of who we want and need to be as Richland County. I have called a special county board meeting for next Tuesday, September 24th at 6 p.m. The agenda for the meeting will only consist of a couple of things. First, a discussion with attorney Andy Phillips and the Wisconsin Counties Association about roles and responsibilities in county government. This is a discussion Mr. Phillips has had with dozens of counties over the past few years and provides the foundation for our work as a county board. Second thing will be a sharing of information from the county perspective, followed by open question and answer time with the citizens of Richland County. We will not take any official action surrounding any particular topic at this meeting, but it's an opportunity for anybody and everybody to ask questions about topics we know people are discussing in the community, like Pine Valley, the unfortunate cybersecurity incident, our ambulance service, or anything else our citizens want to discuss. In other words, it's that opportunity to have those face-to-face discussions that are so important to getting things done.
You are encouraged to attend the special meeting next Tuesday, September 24th at 6. County Administrator Candace Pesch also encourages anyone who has questions about the cybersecurity incident to call her. In other business last night, Angie Wall, interim administrator at Pine Valley Community Village, reported that things are going well. People can be assured that they are not understaffed and residents are getting their necessary care. She added that they are currently overstaffed for the number of residents they currently have. She also reiterated that no one will lose their job being overstaffed. In fact, they currently hired additional CNAs, so they are prepared when the census increases. Candace Pesch shared a financial plan, which includes Pine Valley, paying $725,000 toward the annual budget, which she adds would eventually make Pine Valley solvent, and that there is no plan to sell Pine Valley. Candace Pesch also presented the proposed 2025 budget for the county. It includes an increase in investment income of $150,000, a 5% wage pool to offset a wage study being integrated into the current budget, a reduction in short-term borrowing for capital improvement projects of $408,800, and short-term borrowing done with a local bank, saving approximately $20,000 in bonding fees. It also includes expenses of general administration, public safety, transportation, highway, culture, public areas, special education, county planning, county development, debt service, and capital projects. The 2025 proposed budget is balanced at $42.5 million. The 2025 debt payment summary is $3.3 million. The debt payments include General at $937,000, Pine Valley at $1.4 million, the radio tower at $321,000, and short-term borrowing at $613,000. This proposed budget does not include an additional patrolman position being requested by Sheriff Clay Porter, which would allow the department to use the addition for court security Monday through Friday. The additional cost would be around $36,000. The board gave the administration direction power to continue to work on the budget with the additional patrolman added. In action items concerning the budget, the Richland County Board of Supervisors authorized to borrow an amount not to exceed $601,200 for capital improvements. The Department of Health and Human Services was approved to apply for and accept a treatment alternatives and diversion grant administered by the Wisconsin Department of Justice, Department of Corrections, and Department of Health Services in the amount of $177,300. The grant requires a $43,300 county match, up to $28,500 of which will be a cash match. The matching funds have been budgeted for. And to apply for and accept a Coordinated Services Team Initiative grant administered by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services in the amount of $15,000. The grant requires a $3,000 county match. A motion to renew a contract with Apt Swain Law, LLC, for Corporation Counsel saw a mix of options, but was approved on a 13-6 vote. It continues at fee rates of $125 per hour for attorneys and $75 per hour for legal assistance through December 31st, at which point rates will rise to $150 per hour for attorneys and $80 per hour for legal assistance. And to designate the Executive and Finance Standing Committee as the interim ethics board was discussed, wondering whether it would add too much responsibility to an already busy committee. A motion was made to make the Zoning and Natural Resources Committee the interim ethics board. That motion failed 15-3. The original motion then passed with a sunset date of March 17, 2025, for the Executive and Finance Standing Committee to serve as the interim ethics board, 15-3, with one abstention. The Wisconsin Elections Commission says between August 27th and September 10th, the day of the presidential debate, the average number of new daily voter registrations in Wisconsin was just over 2,100. For September 11th and 12th, the average was close to 8,000. The number of new daily registrations does not just count first-time voters. It also includes voters who have re-registered after moving. J.D. Vance is once again campaigning in Wisconsin. The Republican vice presidential candidate made another campaign stop in Wisconsin, and once again, he chose Eau Claire. During the stop, Vance focused on border security, the economy, and getting people out to vote. This was Vance's second campaign stop in Eau Claire, his first being August 7th, the same day that Vice President Kamala Harris and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz were in the city. Vice President Kamala Harris returns to Wisconsin Friday with a campaign stop in Madison. Democratic U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin stresses the importance of protecting access to in vitro fertilization on the same day U.S. Senate Republicans blocked a bill establishing a nationwide right to IVF. Baldwin says Americans' rights to IVF and other reproductive care is still in jeopardy. Baldwin says for those who desperately want to start or grow their families, IVF is a lifeline that helps them make their dreams a reality. Baldwin's challenger for Senate Republican Eric Hovde also came out in support of IVF procedures in February. Wisconsin's infrastructure ranks among the best in the nation, but the letter grade in a new report from the American Society of Civil Engineers is not an A. During a Tuesday press conference at the Capitol in Madison, Zoe Myers with Dane County-based JT Engineering said Wisconsin received a C+. That's a one-step improvement over the 2020 Wisconsin grade report card and a two-step higher increase over the 2021 national report card. Wisconsin is one of only three states with the grade of a C+, and it's currently the highest cumulative GPA grade a state has received. The report card evaluates 17 infrastructure categories. Ken Mike, a director of the ASCE, Wisconsin Society, said that includes broadband, which is now running many critical infrastructure systems, such as streetlights, wastewater systems, and drinking water systems. The report card evaluates 17 infrastructure categories. Railways and ports were among the highest scoring in the state, while transit and wastewater scored lowest, each with a D+. The CDC says Wisconsin is showing high levels of COVID-19 viral activity in wastewater as COVID hospitalizations and cases are increasing. The Wisconsin DHS encourages residents to get vaccinated for COVID-19, the flu, and RSV. The DHS says respiratory viruses, these may cause mild sickness for some, but can be dangerous, even deadly for older adults, infants, and those with underlying health risks. Rural Life Day will be held today at the Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm in rural Lone Rock. Those attending Rural Life Day will be gathering to praise God for providing an abundant food source and to honor the farmer, the steward of these resources. The event will begin at 10 this morning, featuring a mass, followed by lunch and farm tours. Recognition of Century Farms' outstanding farm family and friends of rural life will also take place. The Randy and Shelley Schmidt and Ryan and Chrissy Schmidt Farm is located at 29281 Fairview Road, Lone Rock. All are welcome to attend.
Over 100 years of serving Southwest Wisconsin, all of us at Jones Chevrolet are honored to continue the tradition. We love to help you choose a new Chevrolet. We love to help with maintenance, repairs, and accessories, too. Schedule a service appointment, see our inventory, connect with a sales professional, and get pre-approved for competitive financing at JonesChev.com. Come see the exciting new Chevrolets. Jones Chevrolet, over 100 years of being your Chevy truck headquarters. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Today is Wednesday, September 18th. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova, died September 9th after a battle with lung cancer. A private memorial service will be held at a later date. In lieu of flowers, the family would appreciate donations to aid with medical expenses. Donations may be made through the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Joan Ann Kalinowskis, 74, of rural Casanova. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held at noon Friday at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory in Platteville. Burial will be at the Boscobel Cemetery. Friends may call at the Melby Funeral Home and Crematory Friday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Rita Elaine Ewers, 91, of Platteville. Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center, died August 31st at UW Health University Hospital. A celebration of life will be held at 2 Friday at the Pratt Community Hall in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Pratt Community Hall Friday from noon until the time of service at 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements for Tyler Austin Smith Drake, 30, of Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center, died July 30th at UW Health University Hospital in Madison from pancreatic cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at noon at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Cleary Memorial Funeral Home Saturday from 10 until noon. Memorials may be made to grace in Richland Center. Adam R. Tackett, 45, of Richland Center.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5.
ABC News, I'm Sherry.